Nicholas von Amsdorf was the only nobleman in Luther's inner circle, yet few people today have ever heard of him. Learn more about one of the first evangelical bishops in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, Nicholas von Amsdorf, champion of Martin Luther's Reformation. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Nicholas von Amsdorf. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Come to the end of a broadcast week, live this Friday, April the 12th. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've been listening intently over the last week, and as we listen, we have been gathering these soundbites from our excellent guests here on Issues Etc. We found four of them as usual. We're going to play them for you, and after we've played them, we want to hear from you. Listen carefully, and you decide which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We need to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. That why is very, very important. You can let us know and vote live this Friday afternoon by giving us a call. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us your vote right here in the studio in real time via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter, @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That includes a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. The only way you can get the LPR bundle package is either by visiting the studio or by having the best vote during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Blythe Ann Barreto. We were talking about Christian education under communism. Here she is with lessons from Christianity under communism.
Christians were painted as anti-science under communism. They were bigots in the way of unity under communism. And you hear some of that language, obviously, in the U.S. today. So I would give Americans basically a warning and then also an encouragement. Communism looked great. Utopian ideas always sound great, but that's what makes them so dangerous. I would say we should be very cautious in shifting from freedom of religion to freedom of worship, which ultimately becomes a facade of freedom. My encouragement would be to stand strong. Many that I interviewed actually miss the days of communism in the sense that you couldn't be a lukewarm Christian. They said you really had to know what you believed because you had to be willing to pay the ultimate penalty for it. And really, most people didn't think communism would ever end. And because they saw no hope on earth, they had to look to their home in heaven. So I would encourage Christians to take heart and be encouraged by the church that's been persecuted.
That's soundbite number one, Blythe Ann Barreto, Lessons from Christianity Under Communism. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. David Scare. We were having a conversation about Matthew's account of Jesus' crucifixion, and he talked a bit about Jesus, the true high priest.
We are seeing the only significant religious moment in the history of the world. The one moment in which everything congeals. Temple, priest, and sacrifice. The book of Hebrews picks it up nicely. And I cannot avoid the idea that the writer of the Hebrews was well acquainted with the Gospel of Matthew. See, the concept of sacrifice is already brought up in the birth narrative in the three gifts of the wise men of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, because gold was worn by the priest. When the high priest came out, he was a glorious-looking figure. He was divine. And prayers were offered up with incense, and myrrh poured on his head. You know the psalm about precious oil coming down on the beard of Aaron? And now the priest is that corpse hanging on a an instrument of execution in a garbage pit somewhere in Jerusalem. That's what they used, the quarry out of which they took the stones for the temple, Herod's temple. That was used for refuse. It's in the horror of Golgotha that we see the glory of heaven.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. David Scare, Jesus, the true high priest at the cross. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or you can vote via Twitter, @issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Terry Mattingly. This is a subject we've talked with him about many times, but I think this is the clearest he's ever answered the question, do journalists hate religion?
I've heard over and over people basically say journalists hate religion or journalists hate religious people. And that's really simplistic and dead wrong. The problem isn't that journalists hate religious people. They actually love religious people whose doctrine basically agrees with the editorial page of the New York Times. The whole world of religion coverage, one of the fault lines within it is the tendency of the press to automatically show you in their coverage who they think the good religious people are and the bad religious people are. And, I mean, for example, Pope Francis, they're having a lot of trouble avoiding a lot of what Pope Francis actually says because Pope Francis is still one of the good guys, and he's a good religious person. They never knew what the heck to do with Mother Teresa.
That's soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, do journalists hate religion? Vote for that one on this Friday by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Vote for it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or you can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc. Get ready to vote because we're about to play the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration. After we've played it, we'll take a break and we'll start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and checking our Facebook fan page. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller explaining that faith is waiting.
This is helpful for us to remember, especially as we get weary, as the days grow old, and as the strength of men fails. And as it seems like the darkness is getting deeper in our own world, and we pray, Lord, how long? This is how the Lord's people have always prayed. How long? Because a day for the Lord is like 1,000 years for us, and 1,000 years is like a day. And that's how Peter sees it too. Peter says, some people have said, where is this coming? And they think that yesterday's was like the day before, and the day before was like the day before, and today is just like yesterday. So tomorrow will be just like today. And they forget that the Lord is patient and long-suffering. The Lord says, in a little while, I'm going to shake heaven and earth. A little while, my glory is going to come into the temple. In a little while. And then the people would say, well, your little while is very different from our little while. And to that, we just have to say, it's true. The Lord's little while is very different than ours. It's frustrating to just for me that the Lord says that faith is waiting. Isaiah 40 says those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. And I wish it just said those who trust the Lord or believe the Lord, but no, it's those who wait on the Lord. So that part of our faith is waiting with patience while the Lord's slow clock ticks along.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, faith is waiting. If you want to vote for that one, all you need to do is give us a call live this Friday afternoon, April the 12th, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet with your vote @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break.
Oh no! Another Lutheran dirge and other myths.
Pastor Will Whedon, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about this year's hymn sing at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
We'll be doing some myth-busting during our hymn sing. Double dare anyone to participate and walk away thinking Lutherans sing dirges. From God's Own Child to Lord Thee I Love. From Dear Christians One and All Rejoice to In Thee Is Gladness. Oh yeah, lots of joy bursting out in song all over the place. And so sorry, not a dirge in sight. Real Lutheran church music.
Join Pastor Will Whedon and Issues Etc. listeners from around the world for a hymn sing at our one and only Making the Case conference in 2019. Making the Case is Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th on the campus of Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more about the premier conference for Christian laity at issuesetc.org.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We are playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have played the four soundbites. We've done our part, so to speak. Now it's your turn. We need to hear from you, and your votes will decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be Blythe Ann Barreto, Lessons from Christianity Under Communism? Will it be Dr. David Scare, Jesus, the True High Priest? Will it be Terry Mattingly, Do Journalists Hate Religion? Or will it be Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Faith is Waiting? Those are the four sound bites. Let's hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Here's GW listening in Lone Tree, Colorado. Hi, GW.
Hello. I'm voting with that Colorado pastor, Pastor Wolfmiller, because when he talks about waiting, I've got bad cancer, and every day I wake up and I get to go to work, and I keep wondering when is God going to take me. So it is a praying for God's will and hoping that His will is pretty soon, but it is having patience about a lot of things and depending on God's will.
GW, thank you very much. I appreciate your vote and your call, and I hope you feel well, and thanks for listening out there in Colorado. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Beth listens in Willow City, North Dakota, voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. He addresses something that we need to hear with all the craziness going on in the world today and always. Even if we know that we're supposed to be patient and wait, we need to be reminded of this. I do not know how people can deal with everything if they don't have God to hold on to. We can't see him, but we know that he has conquered before and that he will be here to conquer again. Thanks be to God. Thank you very much for that vote, Beth, and thanks for listening in North Dakota. Peter listens in Everett, Washington. He says, my vote is for soundbite number one. It's disturbing to hear how similar the criticisms of Christianity in America are now to how the communists criticized Christianity then. Her warnings and her encouragements are right on target. This world is not our home. Peter, thank you very much for that vote. Sam listens in Simpsonville, South Carolina. He says, this week it is a toss-up between soundbites two and four, but my vote is going to go with soundbite number two with Dr. David Scare. I think it's because I have been preaching through the Gospel of Matthew, This past Sunday, I preached on the baptism of Jesus in chapter 3. There, Jesus is presented as being anointed by the Holy Spirit to his ministry as prophet, priest, and king. But he is also singled out as fulfilling the type of the scapegoat from Leviticus chapter 16. The sins of the world are laid on him as he enters into the waters of the Jordan that were made filthy by the sins of the people that had just been baptized. When he comes out of the water, he is immediately led into the wilderness like the scapegoat by the Holy Spirit. He both dignifies by his anointing directly from heaven by the Holy Spirit, and at the same time brought low by being made sin for us. Right on the heels of John warning the religious leaders that the axe is already laid at the root of every tree that doesn't bear good fruit, Jesus volunteers to take that axe and be cut down for us. There is more glory there than my heart can contain. There are two reasons that I would win this week. One is that I've been listening to this show for 12 years now. Thank you very much, by the way. And largely as a result of your show, I am transitioning from being Reformed to Lutheran. That is good to hear. Another reason is that you're reading my email for the third week in a row. Thanks again for a great show. Well, thank you very much for both that vote and your kind words about the show, Sam, in South Carolina. Scott listens in Indiana. He says, all good soundbites as usual. I appreciate Brian Wolfmiller's comments about waiting, but I'm going to vote for soundbite number two, Dr. David Scare. God's people waited for centuries for the promised Messiah and were amazed when he was born in a lowly manger. Then, as Dr. Scare said, the only significant religious moment in history of the world, the one moment when everything congealed or was fulfilled. Who would have thought that would happen at a garbage dump? God's ways are not man's ways. I vote for soundbite number two. Thanks for that vote. Matt listens in Chelsea, Michigan. He says, I vote for Pastor Wolfmiller, soundbite number four, because it reminds us to wait on the Lord in spite of our troubles, no matter the time. A special greeting to my beautiful niece, Mary, who has leukemia and is in the University of Iowa's pediatric ICU. We love and pray for you, Mary. Wait on the Lord's time. Very good thoughts there, Matt. Nathan listens in Clarinda, Iowa. Great selection of sound bites as usual. Especially liked Terry Mattingly's description of the press distinguishing good religion from bad based on their own progressive liberal bias. Extra points awarded because in the photo you have him, at least, he looks a lot like Dr. Zaius from the original Planet of the Apes series. He does kind of have that hair going on there a little bit. But the vote goes to Dr. Scare for his exposition on how Christ subsumes into himself the high priesthood, the sacrifice for sin, and the temple. Christ fulfills and supersedes the entire Old Testament covenant because it's all type and shadow of him. The good doctor gets extra points for working Matthew's gospel and the gifts of the Magi into his soundbite. Thank you very much for your vote. Ardith listens in North Carolina. He's voting for soundbite number four. Pastor Wolfmiller, as always, he speaks words of comfort and encouragement in truth. The older I get, the more I need reminders such as this, that our faith is indeed waiting. May it be granted that patience. God's peace to all. Ardith, thank you for listening in North Carolina. The winner this week is soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Faith is waiting.
This is helpful for us to remember, especially as we get weary, as the days grow old, and as the strength of men fails, and as it seems like the darkness is getting deeper in our own world, and we pray, Lord, how long? This is how the Lord's people have always prayed, how long? Because a day for the Lord is like 1,000 years for us, and 1,000 years is like a day. And that's how Peter sees it too. Peter says, some people have said, where is this coming? And they think that yesterday was like the day before, and the day before was like the day before, and today is just like yesterday. So tomorrow will be just like today. And they forget that the Lord is patient and long-suffering. The Lord says, in a little while, I'm going to shake heaven and earth. A little while, my glory is going to come into the temple. In a little while. And then the people would say, well, your little while is very different from our little while. And to that, we just have to say, it's true. The Lord's little while is very different than ours. It's frustrating to just for me that the Lord says that faith is waiting. Isaiah 40 says those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. And I wish it just said those who trust the Lord or believe the Lord, but no, it's those who wait on the Lord. So that part of our faith is waiting with patience while the Lord's slow clock ticks along.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, soundbite number four. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Faith is Waiting. Thanks to everybody who voted. The LPR bundle package goes to both Sam in South Carolina and GW in Colorado. If you'd send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is Nicholas von Amsdorf, Champion of Martin Luther's Reformation. It's a biography and it's a history. It's a way of walking through the story of the Reformation from pretty much beginning, in fact, before its beginning, to its end in the person of Nicholas von Amsdorf, who is there to see it all and take part in all of it. A significant reformer treated in this book, Nicholas von Amsdorf. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll visit with Abby Johnson, the subject of the pro-life movie Unplanned. We'll look forward to Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Vigil with Pastor David Peterson. And we'll study the Holy Week hymn, The Royal Banners Forward Go, with Pastor Will Whedon. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.